Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I was just told that the fan cam numbers have reached an all-time high for the week.
Yeah.
It's right there for our next guest, 1053thefan.com/fancam. It's Sean and RJ on the home of the Cowboys, and sitting down in the Diamonds Direct hot seat is, I was out of studio the last time she came to town, WWE superstar Charlotte Flair.
Hotkey 34!
Do you remember being in our studios, lovely 11th floor, and these guys nerding out when you went in there?
I remember your face.
Oh, you remember my face?
I remember your face.
What do you remember about? What do you remember?
It's always good when somebody says they remember your face.
Hold on, but I'm also here with Special Olympics athlete Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
We're tag teaming today, talking about their World Games in Abu Dhabi and WrestleMania.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, those are going down.
Both of our Super Bowls, basically.
March 14th through the 21st.
Yes.
Special Olympics hosting their premier sports and humanitarian event, the World Games, for the first time in the Middle East. So that's very exciting.
Yes.
You were just in the Middle East less than a year ago. Yes.
Yes.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, no. WWE was. I wasn't.
Okay.
Yes.
My apologies.
Oh,
then.
God. Yeah. Good prep work. Yeah. Back to me.
That's okay.
What do you remember?
That's okay. I've been to the Middle East, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Back to me. Yes. What do you remember my face? What do you remember?
Oh, that one sounded terrible. I do. I just remember your face.
And you guys were nerding out. Roy, did you ask about anything?
Of course. So the last time we had you on, actually, one of my questions for you was, where do you think the women's division can go from here? Because you guys have made so many strides over the last couple of years, and the women's revolution has kind of taken over the WWE in the sense that I would make the case that right now your storylines and what you guys are doing is more compelling on a regular basis than kind of what the men are doing. And it appears now that...
Roy, the segment's about to be over.
Well, long story short.
I don't want to take away from what the men are doing.
Absolutely not. But you
it's
guys
just
are,
right now, the women, I think it boils down to we have a lot more to prove, even though, I mean, we've proven ourselves. Mm-hmm. But it's always like every time you're on TV, you want the audience to be at the edge of their seat, buying what they're seeing, like soaking into the storyline. And you've got, like, for instance, on SmackDown, you've got two women that just, they want that spot. And you can feel that. And that competition creates, I think, a better product. And, yeah, so I don't want to take away from what the guys are doing. It's just right now, it just seems like everyone's really invested in the women.
Well, and along those lines, WrestleMania 35 coming up here in a few weeks, and it appears that for the first time ever, the women's title match looks like it's going to headline WrestleMania. And when we had you in studio, you said that was the next step.
Yep.
If that is what ultimately
happens.
I think
that would be the pinnacle of the women's evolution.
Okay, so there would be nothing more to... at least break barriers.
Well, no, because you just can't have, and I've said this before, you can't just main event one show and be like, that's it. You have to continue that momentum. So say it is, we main event WrestleMania 35. That momentum has to continue. You can't be like, okay, we've done it all, because then what you work? No, it's like you have to continue to work for that spot. You have to continue to work for, you know, I still want to main event Raw, SmackDown, other pay-per-views. That never goes away. I think it'll be the pinnacle, but that's just going to be that much more expectation and pressure.
All right, one more hard-hitting wrestling question before we get you to measure hands against Sean. We'll put you on blast here. Not on blast, but whatever. You can do what you want to do with it. You have this breaking news, legendary last name, legendary dad, okay? You still had to come up through the ranks.
Yeah.
Does it bug you at all that, like, they're able to bring Ronda in and just throw her out there and she's...
Absolutely not. She's a star. I think she paved the way for women in a lot of different industries. And the fact that she has caught on as quickly as she has blows my mind. Because it's one thing to be an athlete, but it's another thing to be a sports entertainer. And most people can be a part of our industry their entire career and not get what matters most. And she's connecting with the audience inside that ring.
What's she
so
like?
Absolutely not.
What's she like behind the scenes?
She's awesome. But speaking of athletes, Erica is getting ready for her Super Bowl coming up in a few weeks. So, Rhonda, superstar, but so is this woman right here.
Erica, it says you've earned medals in tennis, basketball, and cheerleading. Sean here is a state champion, actually, in tennis.
Mixed doubles state champion.
Yeah.
You think you could take him?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got courts around here, indoor courts, if you want. We
can play.
What would you say is your specialty? What do you enjoy most?
Well, she's going to go track and field.
Okay. Track and field?
Great.
Yep. Her dad's her coach.
And I do a lot of sports.
All right.
Nice.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are you very excited?
Yes.
And this is your 13th you've been participating in the event for the last since 2005. How much longer do you think you can go?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Non-stop,
wow,
dub.
That's great.
No, but speaking of the women's evolution in WWE, one of the reasons that Erica and I are tag teaming today is also the ratio to male-female athletes in the Special Olympics is the highest or most equal it's ever been. So I think just with Rhonda, she transcended to our company, and then with what we're doing, I think in general is making a difference globally.
Is it a belt or a strap?
It's a title.
It's a title, but it's not a title belt. We just handed out
we
a
title. We say title.
Okay, so I told y'all.
I got yelled at.
It's not the big gold belt.
Seth Rollins yelled at me because I called it a belt one time, and now our boss, a big wrestler, he
that's because it's like ingrained in our title.
And our boss calls it a strap, and that's, you know.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into
that,
but
that's
whatever.
Inside, if you call it a strap.
Yeah, it's spittle.
Oh, wow, inside.
Troy, do you have a question back in studio, back home?
Oh, well, I don't know, after Roy already screwed up the interview at the beginning. But anyway, let me jump in here.
Who doesn't ask 12-part questions?
It's all right. Listen, WWE superstar Charlotte Flair right there, Radio Row on 105.3, the fan. Sean, you'll actually be you'll be in on this conversation because I know how much you love men fighting women.
Jeez.
At the Royal Rumble, Charlotte, Nia Jax came out. And Nia Jax actually got involved in the Rumble. She gets hit with the RKO by Randy Orton. She's getting back and forth. She's thrown over the
and
top.
And a 619.
It was, oh yeah, the 619 from Rey Mysterio. It kind of opened the door from the past of intergender wrestling. And some people are kind of frowning upon it, like, I don't know if we should be doing it during this time when wrestling fans like me think it's awesome when you have people from the past like China and people that used to compete. How are you when it comes to intergender wrestling? Are you open to the idea? And which superstar would you want to face?
So at first, when I've asked that question, like, do you want to wrestle the guys? I'm like, no, because I just think it's harder storytelling-wise. I mean, it's easy to wrestle a guy. Like, it's an easy entertainment. It's an easy,
low-hanging fruit.
It's whatever. It's harder to tell a good story with, you know, when you're wrestling all female talent. But I thought Nia looked like a star and killed it on Sunday, and she added a lot to the men's Rumble. She really did. Now, I don't think they could have just thrown anyone in there. I think a lot of it had to do with Nia's presence, her size. She could handle it. So now I'm like, I don't know, maybe it will open the doors, but I don't think it's something that should be, you know, every week. I think it has to be like maybe once a year or novelty, or it takes away from the uniqueness of it. I don't want to see that every week. I'm sorry, I don't.
Speaking of being able to handle the punishment, though, obviously Nia, you know, bigger body, but you know, you're slender. You're not exactly like built like a brick house, and I don't mean that.
Well, you're married,
to be
Roy.
Insulting in any way, but
she's blushing.
What I want to get to is you guys are trying more dangerous moves than you ever have before. You're shooting star press from a woman.
Oh, I'd want to wrestle AJ.
Okay.
That's my
there
person.
You go.
That's
okay.
The guy.
That's you'd it.
Because
right.
He's like my mentor, so.
Hey, you want to kick his ass?
Duh.
When do you take time off?
I don't.
Okay, because you guys are working.
I got things to do.
365 days a year, 7 days a week. You were in Phoenix just earlier this week,
Smackdown,
and here you are at the
too,
Super Bowl. What's your next plan? Where's your next travel arrangements?
I am Vancouver Saturday. Couldn't tell you the rest of the loop. I end up in Seattle. On Tuesday, what is it, Vancouver? I don't know. Vancouver to Seattle, live events between there. Next big pay-per-view promoting will be Elimination Chamber in Houston. But it's the road to WrestleMania. It's going to be busy.
All right.
Do you know how many air miles you currently have?
You can't take her air miles,
I think I've got
RJ.
About 500 with each.
Okay. All right.
I think I know that.
All right. Charlotte Flair here on the fan. All right, last one. You go out tonight in Atlanta, and you get to take three other superstars with you to have a great time.
Three?
Guy, girl. You got a table for four, and you're going out afterwards. Who are the other three, and why?
R-Truth?
Oh, yes. What's up?
Who's that?
Naya.
Oh, Sean, just be quiet, Sean. Don't be tall.
Naya, my heater.
My heater.
I'm trying to think of.
And what?
AJ, because he's a Georgia boy.
Okay.
Who's and that's your girl? Three.
And why for the...
I get four, don't I?
Yeah, okay. Throw in another one.
Yeah, you can
we'll pull up a chair at the table.
We'll get a booth in the end seat.
Who's another girl? Maybe I don't like anyone else.
Good answer. Good answer.
Are you someone that has more guy friends versus a ton of girlfriends?
Well, I work in a male-dominated industry, so a lot more guy friends.
Okay.
All right.
Were you always like that growing up? Obviously, being around all the time.
Just playing so many different sports. Yeah.
What was your best sport?
Well, I played volleyball in college.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
All
okay.
right.
Where's your robe? I was expecting you to come in here in full gear. Knee pads, everything.
Nope.
No?
But people have asked me to do that before. Is she going to wear her gear into the station? No.
No, it's not happening. Charlotte Flair here with Special Olympics athlete Erica, and you guys are getting ready for fantastic events yourselves.
Yes.
Tennis later today.
Track and field. Oh, you guys are going to play tennis.
We're going to play tennis.
You have a gold medal in tennis, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Excellent.
He has a banner at his high school.
I know you can beat Roy in tennis. Yes. I kick his butt every week.
There's no question. If you fire it to my backhand, I'm done.
Okay.
She's like, got the weakness.
Done.
Charlotte, thanks so much for sitting down with us.
No, thanks for having it.
Thank you both.
Or having us.
There it is. Let's see if she remembers you next time, Choppy.
She will. Look at this face. Can't forget this.
WWE superstar Charlotte Flair sitting in the Diamonds Direct hot seat here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to have Thurman Thomas, Herschel Walker, and Dak Prescott today.
I can't wait for this because we're going to have Dak on, and then I'm going to compete against him in a skills competition. Okay.
Yeah. So how's this going to work? Dak joins us at 9:20.
I found out some details on this. This is really cool. It is through Sleep Number. We're going to do a skills contest, completely aware and alert. And then they are going to somehow simulate sleep deprivation.
What?
And we're going to have to do it again.
So you guys, in order to give Dak Prescott a chance to win an accuracy competition, the rest of you have to be put to sleep.
He's going to be put to sleep, too.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah. We're all going to be knocked out. Okay. We're going to be on so many drugs, it's going
to
be amazing.
Is he going to listen to one of Garrett's press conferences we have?
Stop it. That's not fair. Stop it.
All right. So that's going to be Dak and Choppy in the media. Later.
I hope he keeps that same energy when he sits down with him. I hope he tells him to his face he's going to beat him in this throwing competition.
Well, I didn't just say I was going to beat him, did I?
No, he didn't say that.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't just say that.
Yeah. So, look, now look at all the people crowding around for Charlotte. All of a sudden, our boss shows up, Tim Collins.
Tim Collins!
Tim Magic in his white tuxedo shirt on the fan cam.
He dressed up. He didn't wear sweats and a sleeveless shirt today.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you like Foreigner? I know the drummer.
So Tim is a big wrestling guy. There you go, guys. What'd you think? Charlotte Flair.
Roy.
She's gone now, so we can talk about
it. You couldn't mess up the first question.
Doggone.
Do you remember what
happened? Okay. One fan texted in Troy and reminded me why she wasn't in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my God. So, Sean, basically, WWE did a money grab. That's what it was. They went to Saudi Arabia for an event called Crown Jewel. The women were not allowed to wrestle because it was in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it was like a huge controversy where they're like, we don't want women wrestlers here. So when RJ brought it up, or Roy brought it up, I'm back here going, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a bit of a landmine there, wasn't it?
Yikes.
That's okay. We enjoy uncomfortable radio.
Or I guess
she does it, but we do.
Saudi's case in IED.
Yeah, so there's Charlotte Flair sitting down with us. On the fan. How are the numbers up on the fan cam, Josh? Numbers were up.
Highest all week.
How could they not be?
So it's almost worth it.
She is so hot in person.
She's very attractive.
She's very attractive.
Man. Yeah.
And you kept your eyes up the entire time. I was amazed.
Man, that was...
That's why you get on the fan cam, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.